Good morning, all you audio boom land type people. This is Kerry Painter, and I'm doing my wedding diary part 6. Oh my goodness, I need to check that because I can't actually remember. It's very early in the morning, and I just thought I'd take a quiet time to keep you up to date on what's been going on. Not a tremendous lot, it's got to be said. It feels like I should be rushing around doing stuff, but there isn't an awful lot to do. What have we done this week? Mark went to the club where we're having our reception to check out the set up for music. One of our friends, Gavin Griffiths, he is doing DJ for us. Mark went to see what we're just using our equipment. We're not hiring anything or anything like that, because if you listen to Ultimate Radio Experience, then you'll know that both Mark and Gavin are broadcasters. So they've got good setups in terms of technology and that sort of stuff. I've been finalising hair appointments and such. I've got all sorts. I was trying to condense everything down so that I only had to do 2 appointments, and it's not kind of worked out that way at all. Next Friday I'm going to get my hair coloured, because at the moment it's red, and red won't go with my dress. So I've got to go and get my hair coloured. And then on the 12th I'm having, Madison and I are both having our trial. So our hair trial. So they'll do our hair as it will be done on the wedding day. Then on the 17th, I'm going to get my legs waxed. On the 18th, I'm getting my tan and nails, as is Maddie. And on the day of the wedding, I'm obviously getting my hair done. So it's all starting to kind of come together now. We've got to, next week, we have to finalise catering numbers. We phoned up yesterday about our transportation from from the wedding venue to the reception. That's all sorted. Just got to ring back with absolute final numbers, but they said they don't need to know that until the day before. So that's all good. Our Madison and I's, like, we're wearing fur wraps type thing, because it's going to be jolly cold. Those came last week. I've got my wedding dress fitting on Tuesday, and it's all starting, I suppose, really, it's actually starting to get rather busy. I don't feel like I'm rushing around doing anything. I've got everything planned, and the readings have been sent out. Mark's sister got her reading last week, and she texted us to say that she'd read it and she'd had a cry, which I thought was really cute. My maid of honour was on the phone to me last night. We were talking about wedding cakes and the logistics of getting it to the venue, because her auntie's making it. I don't know if I said all this when I first started doing the diaries, but because we've got a house and stuff, we don't really want many presents, so we are asking people to donate skills instead. Or if they want to give us something, just money or Amazon voucher or something. So yeah, we're asking people to donate skills. So Vicky, my maid of honour, has got her auntie, actually, to do the wedding cake. But we're not having to pay for it, because that's her kind of present to us. Gavin's doing the DJ stuff, because that's his kind of gift to us. We didn't want any kind of present. We're not having a photographer. We're having... we've downloaded an app called WedPix. And basically, we're just going to let the guests take photos. If people want to take any particular photos, that's fine. But we're not paying for a photographer. We've done everything online. We've got our own website, which we will be kind of getting a copy of after February. People can upload their photos there and everything. So we've done everything pretty much digitally. Flowers are here. Got them a couple of weeks ago. They're very pretty. And yeah, we're pretty much sorted now. It's just 2 weeks to go. I just don't know where the time's gone. Started to feel very Christmassy. And yeah, that's really it from me. Mark's got to go and get shoes and shirt for him and his oldest son, because the other two have got them apparently, so we just need to get one more set and we're all good. So I will be back in touch when I have more to report, and you will definitely hear more before the wedding and probably the morning of. Here's a conundrum. Maybe you guys can help me with this one. I'm not staying with Mark the night before the wedding. I'm going to my parents, but everybody's coming down. They're going to be having a right laugh here at my house, and I'm going to be stuck up at my mum's on my Jack Jones. Well, not on my Jack Jones, because my mum will be there and people. But I just kind of think, you know what? I want to be down here with this lot having a laugh, and my plan is that I'm kind of thinking, should I leave before? I'll leave at midnight. And then, you know, I can go home, get freshened up and have a good night's sleep. But I want to be down here with everybody partying the night before. Well, not partying, but just having a laugh with all the people that are travelling down to that are travelling over the night before for the wedding on the Saturday. So what do you guys think? Do you think I should leave the house early on the night before and not see Mark at all, or should I have a good laugh with everybody and just make sure I leave before midnight? A bit like Cinderella. So, yep, I'd be very interested in your feedback on that one. Okay, so that's about it from me. I'm looking forward to your answers, actually. Because, yeah, when I got married the first time, I saw my ex-husband during the day, and then at night time I didn't see him at all. In fact, we ended up going in the same pub for a beer, and they told him I was in there, so he went up the stairs and round the back way so that he wouldn't see me. So to party the night before with everybody, or to be at home and not see Mark at all. What do you think?